for being so kind as to see me. I know all about you from having read about your fascinating cases for many years. If you come to my home, as I hope you will, I can even show you countless newspaper cuttings.
Thank you very much.
My name is Valentine Besson, which doubtless means nothing to you, but it may ring a bell when I tell you that my husband, Ferdinand Besson, invented Juva beauty products.
Maigret was old enough to be familiar with the name Juva. As a boy, he had seen it in newspaper advertisements and on billboards, and he thought he remembered his mother using Juva cream on special occasions when she put on her best clothes. The elderly lady before him was dressed with studied elegance, slightly old-fashioned, and wore a large amount of jewellery.
Since my husband's death 5 years ago, I've lived alone in a little house I own in Etretat. Or rather, until last Sunday evening, I lived there alone with a maid who'd been with me for several years, a local girl. She died on Sunday night, Inspector. She died instead of me, in a way, and that is why I've come to request your help.
She did not sound melodramatic. Her faint smile seemed to be apologizing for speaking of tragic things.
Don't worry, I'm not mad. I'm not even what people call a batty old woman. When I say that Rose, that was my maid's name, died instead of me, I am almost certain I'm not mistaken. May I briefly explain?
Please do.
For at least 20 years, I've been in the habit of taking medication at night to help me sleep. It's a fairly bitter medicine, and the taste is disguised by a strong aniseed flavour. I know what I'm talking about because my husband was a pharmacist. Last Sunday, before retiring, I prepared my sleeping draught as usual and got into bed. Rose was with me when I wanted to drink it. I took a sip and thought it tasted more bitter than usual. I must have put in more than 12 drops, Rose. I shan't have any more, I said. Good night, madame. She took away the glass. Did she try it out of curiosity? Did she finish off the entire glass? It's likely because the empty glass was found in her room. During the night, at around 2 o'clock in the morning, I was woken by the sound of groaning, because the house isn't very big. I got up and bumped into my daughter, who had also got up.
I thought you lived alone with your maid.
Sunday was my birthday, the 3rd of September, and my daughter, who was visiting from Paris, stayed the night. I don't want to take up too much of your time, Inspector. We found Rose lying in bed, dying. My daughter ran to fetch Dr. Jolly, but by the time he arrived, Rose was dead, having suffered convulsions. The doctor had no hesitation in certifying that she had been poisoned with arsenic. Since she wasn't the sort of girl to commit suicide, and since she'd eaten exactly the same food as us, it is fairly obvious that the poison was in the medicine that I was meant to take.
You have any suspicions as to who might have attempted to kill you?
Who on earth could I suspect? Dr. Jolly, who was an old friend and who treated my husband, telephoned the police in Le Havre, and an inspector came straight away on Monday morning.
Do you know his name?
Inspector Castin, a dark-haired man with a ruddy complexion.
I know him. What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He questioned the local people. The body was taken to Le Havre for the autopsy.
She was interrupted by the telephone ringing. Maigret picked it up. It was the head of the police judiciaire. Would you come and see me in my office for a moment, Maigret? Right away, if possible.
He apologized to the elderly lady. The chief was waiting for him.
How would you like to spend a few days by the sea? He asked.
Why did Maigret reply without thinking?
In Etretat? How do you know? I don't. Tell me about it. I've just received a telephone call from the minister's office. Do you know Charles Besson? Is he also of Juva Creams? Not exactly. He's the son. Charles Besson lives in Fécamp and was elected deputy for the Lower Seine region 2 years ago. And his mother lives in Etretat. Not his mother, his stepmother. She's his father's second wife. What I'm telling you now, mind you, I've only just learned myself over the telephone. Charles Besson has spoken to the minister to request that you handle a case in Etretat, even though it's not your patch. His stepmother's servant was poisoned on Sunday night. Do you read the Normandy newspapers? No. The old lady's in my office. To ask you to go to Etretat as well? Exactly. She made a journey especially, which suggests that she's unaware of her stepson's involvement.